Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 5th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Kulumane lawmaker Tamsanqa Mahlangu of the Morgan Tsvangirai MDC dies after a long struggle with cancer.
It's a big loss to MDC family. Mahlangu was a great hero, in fact. He was very loyal to our president.
Opposition parties and economic analysts criticize proposals by Youth and Indigenization Minister Patrick Juao to levy companies to fund black empowerment programs.
This move is actually going to frustrate investors and block and have a negative effect on foreign direct investment.
And women in Mashingo want the government to scrap maternity fees as hospitals continue to detain mothers who fail to pay maternity fees after giving birth.
Some Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority employees working with the Sino Zimbabwe, a company contracted to construct two additional turbines at Kariba Dam to beat the country's electricity woes, blame bad workmanship by the Chinese for the low water levels now affecting electricity supply and production, thereby plunging the country into darkness. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa, who visited Kariba, says the workers allege the Chinese allowed more water to pass through the bridge to enable them to do their work, but in the process created the low water levels that are now affecting power generation.
Workers at Sino Zimbabwe assured that poor workmanship by the Chinese has led to the current electricity woes currently affecting the country. The government is blaming the problem on low water levels, but Zimbabwe received more than enough rain last season for Kariba Dam to have such low water levels. Among the workers we spoke with is a ZESA engineer who is based in Kariba. He refused to be named but told Studio 7 there's more to electricity crisis in the country than what people are being made to believe. He says the problem started when the Chinese, who are in charge of the project, instructed that more than enough water be allowed downstream through the newly built huge turbines constructed by the same company on the Zambian side to allow them room to build two additional turbines on the Zimbabwean side. This lowered the level of water, now affecting power generation, thereby plunging the two countries into darkness.
I think that the officials are trying to be economic with the truth. The Chinese allowed more than enough water out of the dam for them to facilitate the construction of turbines on the Zimbabwean side. That is how they ended up with low levels of water in the dam. Otherwise, everybody knows that we had enough rainfall in the last season for the purposes of generating electricity.
Another Sino Zimbabwe employee who only wanted to be identified as Shumba says the other problem is that the Chinese allowed the new constructed turbines on the Zambian to sap more water from the Zimbabwean side, reducing the water levels to the extent where they affected electricity production. This resulted in some of the turbines being eliminated from the electricity generation process as they could not all work at the same time as they are positioned at different levels. Sino Zimbabwe refused to comment, but former Energy Minister Elias Mudzuri of MDCT says it is clear that water is not naturally absent from Kariba Dam, especially since the country received enough rainfall last season.
There was enough rain in Zambia in the north last year. There was enough rain, there was reasonable rain. The drought was in South Africa. There was not as much drought in Zimbabwe. So there is a possibility that there was enough water. But I cannot say anything other than to say, if they empty it, they must be honest.
The Chinese are constructing two turbines and a new power station in Kariba as Harare seeks to boost power generation in the country. This is in addition to the six turbines that were built by the Italians during the construction of the dam before independence. some engineers, including the Zesa one, who does not want to be named, say Zimbabwe should have contracted the Italians to do the job.
The government should have sought the construction or the expansion of the Kariba project from the people that built it. That would make sense. As opposed to contracting a different company that doesn't have the history and that didn't know exactly the intricate details or even had the plans and the whole details of how it was built. So my opinion personally is that they made a mistake by getting Sino or the Chinese company to build, to expand the Kariba project. They should have sought the help of the people that actually installed the first turbines.
Zesa spokesman Fulad Gwasira dismissed the assertion by the workers, saying their allegations are mischievous. Engineer Mudzuri said the government should do all it can to reduce energy costs in the country while addressing the current crisis. The country is experiencing serious power shortages that have affected ordinary people and the industry alike. Most cities and towns are getting electricity for 6 hours only per day, with some companies now being forced to work during shifts to beat the blackouts. Reporting for Studio 7 in Kariba, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.